In my videos, you will repeatedly hear the words tension, densification, contracting. Here I would like to explain to you how I use the word tension. When you hear the word tension, normally you think of contraction. Developing tension in the hands then means I contract my muscles are attached to the joints, the whole hand becomes hard and I have to apply a lot of force to move the fingers and almost nothing happens. When I apply the fine sensomotoric of the hand at the same time, the hand is still contracted, but a kind of counter-tension comes about. On the one hand, there is a slight contraction, but on the other, it feels like a kind of sponge that has become moist and which expands. When one then wishes to move the fingers, one must also use some force, but the fingers allow themselves to be moved. It allows the lead despite its inner tension. To try out the U tension, you can try it out in relation to the E in U exercise demonstrated in a separate video. Here I develop a U tension in the body that pulls the arms towards the body. I can do that below, or I can develop a U tension below, which also pulls the arms together above. To develop a U tension, I don't send my will directly into the muscles as I usually do to create a movement. I rather send my will into my perception, and I activate my perception in such a way that my muscles follow this perception. I can do this more towards the will aspect, towards the contraction, or towards the perceptive side, towards the expansion. Both are U tension, as long as perception and muscle tension are playing together. Try that. Contracting with U tension, expanding. Then you may notice that whilst the perception is so strongly active, there where you are active is no longer just there where the hand is, but rather is a kind of space that is created around the hand. In eurythmy, the U tension is necessary when we want to be active in one zone in order to allow a movement to take place or unfold itself freely in another. Then I am perhaps actively creating a U tension in the thighs. And on another level, I am here in the arms, where the U tension is focused more towards the perceptive aspect. So I am active in the thighs, and the arms are carried by this. Take it up, but unfold the movement in a free manner. They organize their activity by themselves. This brings a different quality than if I move the arms directly. In this manner, the arms can organize their movement by themselves, and I don't interfere by placing my preconception upon it. When I speak about the U tension in my videos, I am always talking about this fine development of tension in the micromusculature that is created through the interplay between perception and willing, which then enables the inner dialogue between different zones of the body.